Turning now to news from Africa, the people of Zimbabwe are still celebrating the swearing-in of new Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai. The one-time opposition leader faces the daunting task of trying to stop the country's runaway inflation, land disputes, and cholera epidemic. He also has to work with his rival, Robert Mugabe, who has ruled the country since 1980 and whose policies Tsvangirai says are responsible for the current turmoil in the nation. Karen Alexander is an analyst at the Institute for Democracy in South Africa. She says that it will be hard for the new prime minister to make changes to the way the country is governed.
Yes, I do think Tsvangirai and the MDC more broadly are going to face difficulties as we move forward with the unity government. They are saying all the right things. You know, Tsvangirai's statement about paying the civil service in foreign currency is a good move. He has four areas that he'd like to focus on in this early period, including food security, the national health system, obviously in relation to the cholera, the education system, and the civil service, as well as the constitutional reform process. And I think, you know, those are fantastic agenda items. I think we just need to watch and wait a little bit and see to what extent ZANU-PF participates in the unity government in a spirit of compromise and in a spirit of power sharing. And I suspect that they may put up blocks and obstacles for any real movement by the MDC.